minutes left with Victor Boot. Then I'm going to open the phones up on a whole bunch of topics to cover a ton of other news I haven't hit right now. But I keep going back to we're on the precipice of global collapse that's been designed by the financial interest. They are gambling with all of our futures. Things are escalating quickly. It's totally insane. Victor, did you want to comment when we went to break on that last caller statement or make another statement, Victor?
Well, you're absolutely right. Anything Gerald Salante, you know, would mention for the past 20 years, you can take to the bank. Everything turns out, you know, very precise. He is a great source of the wisdom with all his experience, and his, you know, predictions are very accurate. This is my comments. Well, you're right. You know, the idea is what to do in this situation. And now this is depends eventually of activists from us, from the all the people all over the world who share the same values, who share the same understanding. And eventually, doesn't matter what which country you can talk about, you know, normal people there, they want a peaceful life, they want to practice their religion, they want to not to be disturbed, they don't want to have excessive
80%+ of the American people are against the Iran and Russia war, but it continues. Same thing in the UK, but Keir Starmer hangs on with the 14% approval rating. Steve in Alaska has a question that I've not heard, but reportedly he's heard it. Rumors that Putin will reclaim Alaska. Go ahead, Steve.
So I live in Alaska. I work in Alaska, and there's been rumors like you hear them, you know, people talking all this smack about how Putin wants Alaska back. So now that we have the upcoming economic crash, because I'm a black-pilled individual, Alex, I don't believe it's not coming or it's possible. I believe it is coming. They're going to crash the world's financial economy. So when that happens, usually that's when you'll see shifts like you know, land grabs, et cetera, and or trades between governments for land or whatever. So my question is if Russia was to actually repatriotize Alaska as a territory, how would the Russians treat the citizens here? You know what I mean?
I don't know what Victor's going to say, but Russia has too much land and all the Arctic stuff. No. They don't need Alaska. Russia's not expansionary. Or is that a wrong statement? Victor Boot, your take. Thank you for the call, Steve.
First of all, I would start with this, that we already own Alaska. It was sold when the American company who used to run the telegraph cables, Western Union, approached Russia with a proposal to build up a telegraph cable through Alaska and the far east of Russia up to the European part, up to Moscow and St. Petersburg. And then the idea of to sell Alaska come, you know, like to be some reality. And Russian government finally sold the Alaska for what was there, I guess, something like $3 or $4 million. So for us to come back and to say, oh, we want to reclaim Alaska, first of all, we sold it. And usually since you sold, it's not your property. If Alaska would be for sale, you might consider to buy it. But what you're going to do? Think of this. Russia is the still biggest country in the world. And we have more than half of the United States population. So we definitely have enough our own land. We just don't want to be disturbed. But for your theoretical question, how we will treat people, I would say there is a lot of Americans who are moving to Russia these days, and we're treating everybody equal. So,
caller sounded like a nice guy, but these are the type of rumors that are out there. Just, I hear Putin's coming to get us. It's pure crap.
First of all, if you see what's happened even in Donbass or Crimea, believe me, if people of Crimea or Donbass do not call Russia, hey, we want to join you, hey, we are Russians, we want to go back to our homeland where we belong, you know, nothing would happen. So the Putin since long time, and this is our philosophy, we're not fighting for territories, we're fighting for people. We never let our people, you know, behind. That's our main principle.
All right, Victor, another powerful interview. Thank you. People can follow you on X at Real Victor Boot, B-O-U-T. Thank you so much. Talk to you again next Tuesday. God bless.
Thank you.
We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with more of your calls and news. We've been right about